Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health, news, and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at stress and inflammation, the transition between acute and chronic stress effects, and finally, a story about the effectiveness of primary care interventions using a biopsychosocial approach in chronic low back pain. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 670. Recorded April 19th, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Stress responses help us navigate our environment and respond appropriately to threats. Stress systems communicate threats to the entire organisms and, as such, also stimulate inflammatory mechanisms. This modulation might serve protective functions in the short term, but sustained low-grade inflammation has severe long-term health consequences. While we have reached a reasonable level of understanding of acute as well as chronic stress effects on inflammatory mechanisms, there is a significant gap in our understanding of the transitional phase between acute and chronic stress. The purpose of this review, published in the journal Psychoneuroendocrinology, is the first to summarize current knowledge of our understanding of acute stress effects on inflammation, as well as chronic stress effects on inflammation, and to then analyze the state of knowledge about the transitional phase between acute and chronic stress. Research discussed here shows that we are beginning to understand the early phase of repeated acute stress, but lack information on longer-term exposure to repeated acute stress experiences. More research is needed to bridge this important gap and our conceptualization and understanding of the stress and health relationship. Surf to our show notes for links. Recent systematic reviews show promising effects for multidisciplinary biopsychosocial interventions in patients with chronic low back pain. Today, biopsychosocial interventions have also been developed for primary care physiotherapy settings. The aim of a recent study published in the journal Pain Practice was to systematically review the evidence on the effectiveness of primary care biopsychosocial interventions in improving functional disability, pain, and work status for patients with chronic low back pain. Secondly, the authors aimed to provide an elaborated overview of biopsychosocial intervention designs, physiotherapist training programs, and process-related factors, referred to as practical implementation. The study concluded that biopsychosocial interventions seem more effective than education or advice and were found to be as effective as physical activity interventions in patients with chronic low back pain. Biopsychosocial interventions with a clear focus on psychosocial factors such as understanding pain, unhelpful thoughts, coping styles, and goal setting seem most promising. Sufficient delivery of biopsychosocial elements is expected when physiotherapists participate in training programs with extensive support prior and during delivery, including manual, supervision, and informative resources. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Louise Hay. My day begins and ends with gratitude. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.